novel. I prefer that female voice over yours. N4IQ. Okay, ND4J, ND4J, N4IQ mobile.
Four? I must have moved.
Making your call the way it should be, over.
Okay, I'll accept that. I was thinking old age, but that's my excuse. So, anyway, what you up to this morning, Bill?
You're going to the dentist, get my teeth cleaned. Seeing how it got rescheduled from last week. And so I rescheduled it for yesterday. And then yesterday morning, I got a call from the hygienist. She said, "You coming in today?" I said, So I'm going today.
Perfectly. Well, I'd rather go have leg surgery than go to the dentist. I hate going to the dentist, but it's a necessary evil. Hey, Bill, listen, I got a call here coming in. I think it's from a doctor. I'll try to get back to you in just a minute. ND7J.
Okay. I'll be here for about 10 minutes. N4IQ.
KN4VWA. I put dentists in the same category as lawyers.
Huh? I've never had a problem with dentists. It just never really has bothered me. But there's other things I'd rather not go to or people I'd rather see. But I don't know. It just never has bothered me. But I know a lot of people really do not like dentists.
Something about the pitch of that drill against a tooth that's connected into my jaw that just absolutely, it's just.
How many of those sessions? Just use mind over matter and say, man, that's the sound of angels.
Stop laughing. Okay. You keep telling yourself that. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, never mind. I'm just not going to make any comment there. Wow.
You just meditate real good and get calm and relaxed. And you get that fifth of Jim Beam that's sitting over in the corner and take a few slugs of that and you're okay.
Ha! Oh, me. Hey, that's one tried and true method. Oh, so you're going to go in tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's just teeth cleaning. I can't remember last time I had a filling. I mean, I guess I'm well past that age. The other thing is, I bought 2 years back an electric, you know, one of the Sonic toothbrushes. Man, those things work. I a lot of people have those now, but Lord of mercy, they really do work well.
Now, you've raised a concern. Now, you told me your method of coping with a dentist, and you're driving?
Well, I'm not really seeing the dentist. I'm seeing the hygienist. So no drilling, no nothing that would require any Novocaine.
Well, I like how you refer to your Jim Beam as Novocaine.
It works. But anyway, that's what I'm going to do. And then I got a QSL card. Somebody sent me one direct, and I'm going to send it back. Last Friday, I sent off a bunch of cards over to the bureau. Paul is my bureau manager. You know, he does the N4s. The N4s, and about once every 6 months, I get a bunch of cards. But I only QSL, I only exit them back about once every year, every 2 years. Those people that send them through the bureaus, they have to wait. I can't even know.
Well, I've been getting some some cards here recently. Well, over the last 6 months to a year, I've been getting some. But, you know, they're from some very remote areas, you know. And they're quite interesting, too. Some of them are very nicely done with artwork.
I got boxes, QSL cards, all the way back to the 60s. And I tell you, there's been a noticeable improvement in a lot of the countries and cards, especially Russia and the Soviet, what used to be Soviet Union. But I've got a lot of real nice. The ones that I consider to be the cream of the crop, I've got in a special little box that's engraved, and I put them in there. So anybody comes over and they say, "Well, who do you talk to?" I pull that out. I love to look at it, and they're all really beautiful cards, just like you're saying, from all over the world, and it's pretty rare, fairly rare places. So I just pull those out and let them look. Every once in a while, I actually go through the box and look at them. The two coming up here pretty soon is the end of the year, hopefully, Beauvais and Crozet, and I need those two. Don't need many, but I need those two.
Well, I tell you what. You were at the meeting the other night, weren't you?
Yeah, I sat on the other table.
I hope those guys make it down there. That'd be good if they could. Approximately when were they going to be down that way?
Be there in November at that location, and then Beauvais is supposed to be December. Those people are dedicated. I keep their websites up on my computer probably once a week or so. I'll go up and check them. But Beauvais Group, I mean, they're super serious. These guys are Norwegians. They're already in training. They've already set up mock boot camps in Norway. They practice landing with their, I think they're rubber craft. I think rubber, some kind of rubber Zodiacs or something. But they've already been practicing those. They've already got all the equipment tested and some of it are already boxed up. I mean, they're serious. They already have the contract on the boat. So, I mean, they're serious. So the only thing, you know, the only thing keep them from going is if all of them got sick all of a sudden, but it'd really be surprising me if they didn't show up. These people are professionals. People at Crozet, they're dedicated too, but they're not. They don't publicize what they're doing as much as Beauvais, so I'm not sure why. But yeah. Beauvais, that's already got the beverage point in the southeast. It works good. That's the one I'm gonna get that one. Antarctica's not really too hard to get. It's just there's gonna be a billion people trying to get them.
Beauvais.
Beauvais.
Looking it up to see where it is. I got it pulled up here. Let's see. Okay. Oh yeah. Boy, that's that's gonna be a good get. Hopefully, I'll be able to get that one too. That's gonna be kind of like South Orkney, isn't it?
Yeah, rarer than that though. You better get it this time. It'll be a long time before anybody goes back. I mean, it's a good chance in my lifetime there wouldn't be anybody back there. But it's been activated before, just before I was chasing a lot of DX. But it's one you better get in Crozet. I mean, they're in the Beauvais like number two. You know, number one is the North Korea's People's Republic, so-called. And then Crozet is probably number 5 or 6, something like that.
ND7J Mobile.
There goes the neighborhood. He's back.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Billy, how you doing this morning? I got to pick up my new computer here at UPS.
About it. I think you got it the same place he got his. Sound like a good price. And always nice getting new toys. My project right now is fixing an old toy. It's coming along. Well, I'm here at the dentist, and I'm pulling in. You two carry on and have a great time. Hopefully I won't be here too long. N4IQ.
Okay, Bill, have a good one. Enjoy the dentist. Yeah, Bouvet, I'm going to put my beverage back up like I did for Heard Island and aim it right at Bouvet. I think that's going to be one of the biggest assets that we'll have is to have a beverage for 40-80. I don't think I'll be able to get them on 160, but anyway, good luck at the dentist.
I might be able to. It's doable. All right, 73, N4IQ.
Here today, bud, and I hope everything goes what was that movie? MASH. With the dentist, his name was Painless. I hope everything goes painless today. Hey, Bob, you reckon I could hit Beauvais with my Mosley?
I would think so, but it depends on, I guess, your ability to hear him and break through the pileup. It's going to be huge when it happens, I can tell you that right now. So I think there's going to be a lot of skill involved. But Antarctica is usually pretty easy, really. I've worked Antarctica lots of times. I worked Heard Island with no real problems using my beverage. And I worked them on 40 with a 40-meter vertical. So, but I worked them on several bands, Heard Island, several bands and several modes. So I've already got Heard, but I sure would like to get Bouvet.
Roger, roger. Well, I just barely got South Orkney with 100 watt and that Cushcraft. I'm hoping I can get Bouvet, but it'll be remain to be seen.
I'm pretty sure if you read the propagation charts, and it depends how dedicated you are. I know that for Heard Island, I was getting up at different hours of the night and working them at different hours. I know I worked them on CW with Dave Stanzel at about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening on 40 meters with a 40-meter vertical and listening on my beverage. But I guess it depends. You know, I worked them on some other bands at different hours. You're going to need to watch the vocab and see when the best times are. That's how you're going to get those in your log.
Roger. Well, listen, I'm going to bail out on you, and I'm going to fold over here and try to get me a little bit of FT8 working this morning. I see a couple of things I might try to tag on to. Saudi Arabia's on there, and I'm going to try to snag one of them. So, you go have a good day, Bubba. And I will talk to you soon. ND7J, be careful out there. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Okay, we'll see you later, Steve. Have a good one. ND7J, I'm going to go into UPS, but maybe 5 minutes early. See you in a bit.